Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Work harder. Everybody tells you to work harder. Grind more. Save more. Exercise more. Learn more, hustle more, 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 more. Ugh. What if more isn't better? What if there's a point where more actually produces less? You already know this, but it's called diminishing returns. And understanding that might be one of the most valuable skills that one can ever develop, because life isn't about maximizing effort, it's about maximizing return. Economics has understood this law of diminishing returns for hundreds of years. Imagine hiring workers to harvest apples. First worker doubles production, second almost doubles it again, the third helps, the fourth helps a little, but eventually you have too many people climbing over each other to harvest not enough apples, so output actually ends up falling. So the problem wasn't effort, it was excess. More input, less output. And you can find that principle existing absolutely everywhere. But the opposite is, of course, also true, because zero investment produces zero return. Never exercising is going to keep you weak. Never investing is going to leave you broke. And never making phone calls keeps your calendar empty. Never having difficult conversations, that's going to destroy relationships. So too little is just as destructive as too much. Life isn't simply about avoiding diminishing returns, it's finding optimal returns, the idea that I like to call return maxing. So instead of asking, how can I do more, ask, where does my next unit of effort create the greatest return? And that's what return maxing is. So the first 4 focused hours of the day, incredible. What about hour 10? Oof. You're reading the same email 3 times. What about hour 14 of the day? You're creating tomorrow's mistakes for sure, because fatigue is going to create negative returns. What about sleep? 6 hours? Maybe it's survivable. 8? Perfect. Sleeping 12 hours a day? That's a different problem altogether, because recovery matters, but excess sleeping or recovery eventually will have a higher cost. What about exercise? Don't exercise, get weak, become sick person. Reasonable exercise, you're going to be healthy. Extreme exercise with no recovery, burnout, injury. So the body grows during recovery, not during the workout. In terms of learning, if you don't read, you're going to be a dumbass. Some good reading, you're going to find wisdom. Reading 40 books while applying none of the information, and just entertaining yourself disguised as growth, well, knowledge compounds only through action. And what about planning? If you don't plan, you're going to live in chaos. A little bit of planning, you're going to be prepared. Planning just into oblivion, well, that's just fear wearing the disguise. So at some point, you got to aim. You got to pull the trigger. You got to shoot eventually. What about money? If you spend everything, if you just blow through all your cash, your future is going to suffer. If you save everything, well, you're not going to enjoy your life. Money is not meant to be worshipped. It's worshipped. It's meant to be used and deployed. Too many people die financially successful, but life poor. You built wealth, great. But did wealth ever build a life? What about your relationships? If you never say no, you're going to foster resentment. If you're always saying no, you're going to be an isolated person. So boundaries exist somewhere in the middle there. And this is exactly why the idea of the meaningful few really matters, because the goal isn't maximizing everything. That's stupid and impossible. The goal is optimizing what really matters the most. Your time, your attention, your energy, your money. And those are valuable because, of course, they are finite. So every extra unit that you invest somewhere means one less unit invested elsewhere. So the idea of the Meaningful Few asks, where does my next hour create the greatest return? Where does my next dollar matter the most? Where does my next ounce of emotional energy actually improve my life? That's return maxing. From a psychological perspective, we human beings are into, we love extremes. It feels productive. More hours, more books, more supplements, more meetings, more certifications, more podcast episodes, more hacks. Why? Well, because effort, that's a measurable thing. And results, they are not always immediate, so we can substitute visible effort for meaningful progress. And psychologists refer to this as effort heuristic, which we naturally assume more effort means more value, even when the relationship has flattened or actually reversed. Aristotle talked about this 2,000 years ago. He said that virtue is not found in excess or in deficiency, it's found in the golden mean. He knew that courage lives between cowardice and recklessness, generosity lives between stinginess and wastefulness, and confidence that lives between insecurity and arrogance. The wise life isn't lived at the extremes, it's lived at the point of proper proportion.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Religion also taught us this through scripture. Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is a time for every purpose under heaven. Even good things become harmful when they dominate everything else. Rest is commanded. Work is commanded. Neither is optional. But Jesus regularly withdrew from crowds to pray. Not because the work wasn't important, because renewal was. The Sabbath itself is a recognition that constant production is not God's design. Human beings are finite, and rhythms of work and rest acknowledge that reality. Nature doesn't maximize, it optimizes. Trees don't just keep growing forever. Predators do not hunt every minute of every day. Your heart contracts and then relaxes. Breath comes in, it goes out. Everything alive functions through rhythm. Not redlining, constant acceleration. So this idea of return maxing, it questions. It asks, how can I do more? Instead of that, ask, where am I getting negative returns? Where am I underinvesting? What creates the highest return on my time? What should I stop doing? What deserves more of me? Am I maximizing effort or maximizing outcomes? What would just enough look like in each of my six key areas of life? So maybe success isn't found by adding another hour. Maybe it's found by stopping 1 hour sooner. Maybe financial freedom isn't saving another dollar. Maybe it's finally spending one on something that really matters. And maybe health isn't another workout. Maybe it's getting into bed. Life does not reward extremes. It rewards prudence and wisdom. So return maxing isn't about doing less. It isn't about doing more. It's about knowing and embracing the difference, because the goal isn't maximum effort. It's maximum return. I think that most of us ask the wrong question. They ask, how much should I be investing? More time, more money, more effort, more planning. more learning, just squeeze in that little bit more. But again, it's just not the right question. And to really drive this home, the better question is, when does the next unit stop paying for itself? One more hour, one more dollar, one more meeting, one more email, one more workout, one more revision, one more certification, one more rental property, one more client, one more, one more, one more. Does that next unit still create proportional value? Or have we crossed that Rubicon? Am I simply investing because that's what I've always done? Because every meaningful decision in life eventually reaches a point where another unit costs more than it's worth. That's the point of maximum return. That's return maxing. But if you continue investing after that point, you've crossed into something different. You've crossed into return chasing. And return chasing, that is not discipline, it isn't commitment, and it's also not grit. It is being on a hamster wheel and continue to spend your MVRs after the returns have flattened or even disappeared. Working because stopping feels just more comfortable. Saving because spending is a scary thing. Planning because action feels risky. And learning because applying feels vulnerable. These are all forms of return chasing. The wise person doesn't simply know how to work harder. The wise person knows when to stop. And it's not because they're quitting. It's because they understand opportunity cost. That every additional hour spent here can't be spent somewhere else. Every additional dollar invested here can't be invested there. That every ounce of attention that you give one thing is attention that you cannot give to another thing. Life isn't asking you to maximize effort. It's asking you to maximize return. So here's the question I encourage you to carry with you this week. Before you invest another hour, before you spend another dollar, before you say yes to yet another commitment, ask yourself, does the next unit still pay for itself? If the answer is yes, keep on keeping on. Keep good going, brothers and sisters. But if the answer is no, you may have stopped return maxing and started return chasing. And that is a distinction that is worth remembering, because meaningful life isn't built by doing the most. It's built by investing your time, attention, energy, and money where they produce the greatest return. So like everything else, it's not easy. It sounds relatively easy, but it does hard. We need to be interrogating our reality, how it is that we're spending our most valuable resources of time, energy, attention, and money. Valuable because they're finite. When we say yes to one thing, we're saying no to everything else. Same stuff that we always talk about. But it's important enough to be paying attention to. And it's all in service of doing your part by doing your best.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.